Happy Saturday, guys. How are you? Welcome into another edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt on Twitter, at Betting Pros on Twitter for Betting Pros. We're here thanks to BetMGM. You guys got that offer. It's above me on YouTube for the video. $10 to win $150 on any event. Use that promo code JUICE150 at BetMGM, BetMGM.com, wherever you can find BetMGM. Not valid in Nevada, but new account, new users, promo code JUICE150. All right. So I told you what was going to happen, right? I predicted it. I said, the second I go to one unit, we're going to lose everything. I'm not sure. I think I lost every play, including all three on the parlay. I think all three missed. And 0-3, officially down three units. So just a complete wipeout, a complete fall on my face. It was bad. I went 0-5 personally because neither first half bet cashed with the dogs. Neither dog covered in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. That was brutal. And well, just one of those days. 3-1, the win for the Devils, I believe, right? So we go under 6 goals there. Yeah, you know, but as I said yesterday, we were riding high. I was willing to push it. I was willing to see what the universe was going to give us. And the universe answered pretty quickly. We're going back to half a units. So that's what we're doing today. We're going back to half a units. However, I've got two college basketball bets. I'm going to be involved. I'll bet the Valley personally, but I'm not going to bet the Valley officially. If you want to play in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, I think you probably could go with the Drake game and go with the under. And that game is probably a decent one. I would lay the points with Loyola today against Northern Iowa. So I think those are the plays I'll make personally on the Arch Madness games today for the two semifinals, but I'm not going to do it officially here. I got two basketball plays. I got three UFC plays, two straight bets in the UFC, and one four leg plus 520 parlay. If you want to jump in for fun here and a little quarter unit sprinkle across the board here, if you want to jump in on that. So I'm going to give that to you guys coming up here in just 1 second, but let's start in college basketball with the game of the day, Duke and North Carolina. You're going to watch the game, right? Everyone's going to watch the game. This is the final game for Coach K. It's an 11-point line for Duke. If I had to bet the side, I would bet North Carolina plus the points, okay? It is an enormous, enormous number, okay? 11.5 points. Duke is way better. According to KenPom, it's a 12-point win for Duke, okay? So if you want to talk about value, you may get a little value there at minus 11, or minus 11.5 rather, to take the 12. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to go with it here. The total is 153.5. It opened up at 151.5. It was bet to 153.5. And my guess is it's just going to climb. It's not going to go down anytime soon. Duke and North Carolina have been over machines this year. North Carolina, 18-12 to the over on the year. Duke, 14-15-1 to the over. North Carolina is 13-6 this year in conference play in the ACC to the over. Duke is 9-9-1 to the over. North Carolina, 8-2 over the last 10 to the over. Duke is 6-3-1 to the over. On the road, North Carolina is 10-3 to the over. And Duke is 8-8-1 to the over. In the first matchup between these two teams, and look, you don't always have to go on what happened before, but 152.5 was the total. Game went over by 1.5. It was a 20-point win, 87-67 for Duke. Now we're sitting at 154. Last two games for North Carolina have gone over. Three of the last four for Duke have gone over. 151 against Syracuse went over by 18 points with a 97-72 victory. Pitt, 138.5 went over by 3.5 points with an 86-56 victory. So even when Duke is blowing teams out, the over is coming to play. I expect a lot of offense here between these two teams. I expect a lot of up and down here between these two teams. I don't think we're going to see a defensive battle. I think we're going to see a ton of emotion. I think we're going to see a whole lot of, you know, this is enormous. I mean, I think Duke will get a big number here. I think Duke will score 85 plus points here. And I think North Carolina will do enough to get us to the over here. It's 153.5. I think we're going to get even more. Hopefully you get a good number here by the time you listen to this podcast. Half a unit, Duke, North Carolina, over 153.5 coming up here for today. Game two, another half a unit. And look, when you go really ice cold, you try to go back to kind of the programs you know and the teams that you like. I want to bet the Creighton Blue Jays today. I'm not going to lie. I definitely eyeballed this, and it's Seton Hall is at Creighton, and I thought long and hard about this. The game is basically a pick. I don't know what to make of this game, to be quite honest. A part of me says bet Seton Hall because the Jays are coming off of that really emotional win against UConn and say, like, they're going to have a letdown here, but it's senior day. Jays only have one real senior in Ryan Hawkins. Oh, I guess two, Alex O'Connell too. So two seniors, Ryan Hawkins and Alex O'Connell, to be honored before the game. Wonky stuff with the Jays. They do their senior day after the game, not before the game. So like, they play the game, then they do the ceremony. So like, if you lose, it's always really awkward. So like, they really try hard to win the game because you want to go off happy and send the crowd out off happy. But four straight wins for Seton Hall. I don't know what to make of the game. I'm going to live bet it. Seton Hall Creighton will be a live bet for me. I'm not going to make a pregame bet on that in case you're like, Matt, you always bet games. Why not Seton Hall Creighton? I don't know. Game I am going to bet though is Baylor Iowa State. Baylor at home laying 12. Iowa State 16-14 this year to the number. Baylor is 16-13-1 to the number. Iowa State on the road 7-4 ATS. Baylor is 9-7 at home ATS. They are, both teams are 4-6 to ATS over the last 10, but that loss to Oklahoma State and the near loss to Kansas State and the near loss to West Virginia, Iowa State is leaking oil in a really big way. Baylor won at Texas by 1.5. We laid it with Baylor. They won by 7. They beat Kansas. I was laying that 3 points against Kansas for Baylor. They came in. They won by 10. I'm going to keep going here. I'm going to bet the streak. They've won 4 games in a row. They've covered in their last 2. Don't think Iowa State, Baylor has a chance to win the Big 12 regular season, chance to have a number one seed overall. They're at home in Waco. Iowa State really can't score. I don't think they keep up. I think this is a blowout here. I'm going to lay the 12 points. Baylor minus 12 for a half a unit. Okay. So Duke, North Carolina over 153.5 and Baylor minus 12. All right. Let's go to what's going to happen here in Vegas for UFC 272. You guys know I love betting the UFC. I am all in on this. Rafael Dos Anjos is such an interesting fighter. RDA, as they call him, okay? Really interesting fighter. Because this is a dude, I remember the first UFC press conference I ever went to was the fight he was supposed to have against Conor McGregor. And this was the fight that Dos Anjos got hurt, broke his leg. In practice, in this fight was canceled. Never saw Dos Anjos fight against Conor McGregor. And it really, I remember standing next to Conor and I was interviewing him and I was just like, this is amazing. This guy, he talks so much. I mean, he was talking about his kid. I remember like my first press conference in Vegas, I'm like sitting there going, this guy's ripping on his kid. Like, what is going on? And I covered Conor for his first fight back against Max Holloway in Boston. And, you know, I'd seen Conor because one, he's from Ireland, so in Boston, it was a huge deal. But two, his walkout music is Foggy Dew by the Chieftains, which is a song I listened to for years, and I couldn't believe anybody had turned it into a walkout music because it goes from that song into Notorious by B.I.G., by Biggie. And it's like, wow, okay, this is a really unique character. Very, very interesting. So we never saw that fight. But Dos Anjos has been very, very good over the last couple of fights. And Renato Moicano is a very good fighter, okay? Moicano is taking this fight on short notice, just recently fought. This is a catchweight 5-round fight, okay? Catchweight at 160 after Fiziz was out with COVID and really put a damper on this. You got a minus 165 favorite in Dos Anjos here. And I just think this is a fight where Dos Anjos will look to take the fight to the extra rounds, round 3, round 4, round 5. I could see this being a decision. I could see this being a stoppage. And I mean, RDA hasn't fought since November of 2020, but this dude is ready to go. It's a co-main on a UFC pay-per-view. This is a high-volume striker with multiple opportunities to do takedowns. I mean, he has fought some really good fighters, fought some really tough guys in this division. I just think this is a Dos Anjos victory. It's only minus 165. We don't have to get exotic. Just go ahead and just bet it. Dos Anjos to win in the co-main at minus 165. I'm laying the favorite here. I'm fading the guy who's coming in here, taking a fight on short notice against a fighter who really seems focused and ready to go. I'm taking Rafael Dos Anjos at minus 165 on the money line for a half a unit. And the other bet in the main event, Colby Covington up against Gamebred. What to do? The public is all over Jorge Masvidal. And I mean all over Jorge Masvidal. But Jorge Masvidal is a talker. He's a really good story. Is he a really good fighter? It's really debatable. Both these men have been put down and knocked out by the champion in the division in Kamaru Usman. Both these dudes had their shot at the belt and both these guys couldn't come through. Covington and Masvidal used to be very good friends. They've talked a lot of trash. They really don't like each other. They've gotten very personal with each other. I don't like Colby Covington. I don't. But I watched and I was live for Covington versus Usman twice. I was live for Usman Masvidal. I'm not going to this fight tonight, but Masvidal is in for too much here. Covington is too durable. Covington can take whatever Masvidal gives him. And I just think this is an overplay, over 4.5. I think it's a decent shot. But I think the safest bet here of the night is Colby Covington by decision, which is minus 125. Fight goes 5 rounds. Covington wins the rounds. If Masvidal doesn't clean Covington out in the first round, it goes 5 rounds. I think it's either first round knockout for Masvidal or we're going all the way 5 rounds, all the way for a decision. And I think Masvidal probably gets beaten up for 5 rounds. He's really tough. He can take a punch, but so can Colby. But Colby really hasn't stopped anybody with his power. So it's a little bit like, okay, when's the last time Covington really has like gone in there and like knocked anybody out? So it's tough. It's really hard to lay minus 350 on this. But we've seen a lot of parlay action on Masvidal, parlay action on Colby Covington. They've seen good two-way action. I talked to Nick Kalakis on my other show from Circus Sports, and you know they've seen some sharp money come in on Colby, and people are going to lay the 350 because, look, I don't like him either, okay? I don't like Covington. I don't like his mouth. I think he's a pretender and a fake, but he wins this fight by decision. Half a unit, Colby Covington, by decision at minus 125 in the main event up against Jorge Masvidal. And if you want a crazy four-leg plus 522 parlay, which we all love them, I'm going to throw a quarter unit on this, okay? Quarter unit, it's a 5-to-1 return on this. Covington to win. That would include a knockout if he somehow were to stop Masvidal. Covington by knockout. Greg Hardy in his fight. Plus 165 money line for Hardy. Hardy to win his fight. Nurmagomedov at minus 700 up against Brian Kelleher to win his fight. Minus 700. And Rafael Dos Anjos to win his fight at minus 165. Okay. Dos Anjos, Nurmagomedov, Hardy, Covington. Three big favorites, one dog. Hardy comes through. We are going to cash a quarter unit here for a plus 522 parlay for a quarter unit for UFC 272. Those are the place. Okay. Parlay, Dos Anjos, Covington by decision, over 153.5 for North Carolina Duke and Baylor minus 12. Right back on the horse, back to half a units, turtling a little bit after a very disappointing Friday. Let's have a bounce back Saturday for us here and have a much better day. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.